WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higbee of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higbee.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope you're having a good Saturday. A little rainy. At least it's not cold. And a good day to go to a movie.
We really needed a little bit of rain.
We did.
I know that's kind of sounds far-fetched because we did have our first several days of warm weather and came, day before yesterday was 2 degrees from breaking all-time high. So we've had up and down, but I think we're free from frost now, so get those vegetable gardens and flowers planted and start potting your tropicals up and make your patio look good.
Open your pool. Did your pool open?
Never close it.
Okay.
Year round.
I close mine.
But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in with us today. It's been a really good week as far as weather goes. Like I said, it's been a little warmer than I'd like for it to be, but this rain is really good because things were starting to dry out. And these rains like this, I like when it's just a smooth and overcast and you can look around at all the vegetation on all the plants that are native or in your landscape and everything's happy right now.
Yeah,
it's putting on that new growth.
No severe weather
called all flush that,
Well, we have one of our special guests today, David Hoke with Ann Hoke and Associates, longtime sponsor of the show. Join us today. We're going to get some real estate market updates. How long will the market continue to go? How will rates affect it? A lot of questions coming up, but wanted to start out the show with a little of a remembrance of a dear friend of mine. And, I recently bought the movie theater. I lost my second dad, and Bill Brooks passed away yesterday. Dreaded this day would come. He really helped me a lot.
Yeah, and it's sad all around, especially when so many plans to retire and live out the things, the bounties that you've created for yourself. I mean, didn't he have a house in Florida and planned on spending a lot of time there and doing things? And it came really quick, didn't it?
About a month ago, we were out eating lunch and there was no problem. And then, so just another example is that, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And I mean, Bill, I've known Bill since 17 and he taught me how to deal with people, how to handle finances, how to fire people, how to, you know, all the aspects of running a business. And, you know, he was one person that I could always call, and he would answer and he would help. He would truly give me the answer. He'd said, now, Dave, do you want to do it your way or you want to do it the right way? You just let me know when you're ready. And he was more of a, he was a father figure. You know, my dad passed in 2010. I would call him for advice. I would pick up the phone and talk to him. And, Dave, do you think that's a good decision to be buying something like that? So he kind of took the place of my dad after my dad passed, even though he was right up there with him. And anyway, it's been a real shocker because it came so quick. And we had plans to build a new theater. We had, you know, not that, you know, that won't happen maybe one day, but just a total loss to not just a good businessman in the community, but it's one who really cared about others.
So. Well, you know, I guess at this point, that's when you try to celebrate the good times and think things through. And, you know, I guess his services are coming up.
Yes, sir. Service will be, I think, visitations 4 to 8 Monday at the Murfreesboro Funeral Home. And then the funeral is 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
And from Premier Six, how long had Bill done that? He didn't initially own, did he?
No, but he had worked there since 68.
Wow.
It's about the time you started working there, isn't it?
Well, the way I feel right now, yeah. But now I started, we were going to buy it together, and things didn't work out on my end, and he's owned it since 2000. Anyway, we had a long talk about 2 weeks ago, and he was happy that I got the theater, and that's what his plan was. And anyway, I don't want to get upset over there, but it's been kind of wild. You know, when you lose somebody that 65% of my life he's been a part of, almost every day, if not every other day, I've talked to him. Or he's one of those five people you have on your one hand that you can call at any time, but he'll shoot you straight too. I mean, we've had our moments of disagreement, but I don't know. It's just wild. I mean, as you get older, and the young people don't realize it because they think that, you know, life's going to go on forever. But, you know, as I've gotten older, and you guys know as well, I mean, one of my friend's wife died a month ago at a stroke, just like that, 44 years old. So just enjoy your people you're with and try to treat people right and do the best you can.
Now, I'm a little older than the other two of you here in the studio, but as I listen to you, Dave, and you mentioned it as we were walking into the building here today, we know how it's touched you and how important Bill was to you in being a mentor, if you will, in addition to your father. Three of us sit here. We both have sons. And again, my son probably being the oldest, he'll turn 34 this year. Maybe, I don't know, his son's the youngest in the group. But just a reminder that what we need to do as men, to lead men of all ages, and look out where we can help mentor other people as well. Because we've all had people that have done things that really have set the table for us. And in turn, we need to pay back and continue. And we're in a society today where young men in particular, young boys, don't have male leadership around. And we need to do all we can to lift them up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because that's especially in, it doesn't have to even be in a big city. It can be in a small city. But a lot of our youth that does not have a male figure, that's where they gravitate a lot of times towards gangs or other things to... in yearning to get some direction or be part of something, I really think's even more the thing, because everybody wants to feel needed and appreciated and guided. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people making bad choices on that situation, and leads to a road of, you know, it's hard to ever get back on track. And that's
absolutely,
like I said, I mean, that's not even, I mean, even it doesn't have to be New York City or Chicago or anything like that. It can be, I mean, just here in this town or wherever. But, you know, that's true. And that's why I look back, and, you know, my dad helped coach baseball teams and does those special things, you know, go fishing, or, you know, just all those small things make a thing. And like last weekend, it was a beautiful weekend. I went out to Barfield Park with my youngest son. And, you know, right there it is, right across from my house in the nursery. And I just sat there thinking, you know, we walked the wilderness trail and went down by the waterfall. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. I mean, and there were so many people out cooking out and enjoying walking their dogs and things. And it didn't cost a dime to do this. And I'm thinking, why don't I do this more? Because, you know, I'm outside a lot and right, working in plants. But it's different when I literally, when I got home, I felt like I'd been on vacation, but I never left town.
You know, folks don't realize the great assets here in Rutherford County, and particularly Murfreesboro. We've got the Greenway, which will soon officially tie into Barfield Park. You talk about the Wilderness Trail. There's other places to hike that aren't far from here. And just get
they
out
got
and
Frisbee
see
Golf there. Yeah. They were doing that. And then... they have a campground where you can, you know, I don't even know if you have to pay for it. You know, you just register that you're going to do it. But there's some rock formations up through there that I would have no idea that existed. You'd think you would be in, like, on Lookout Mountain or Signal Mountain or one of the mountain areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real good terrain, and they've got it listed, too, as, you know, there's things called Cedar Glades that is a part of your forest that, you know, a lot of rock. When you see cedar trees, that's a sign of rock.
A lot of rock.
A lot of rock.
No grass.
Yeah. So But there's, I mean, there's caves up there that, you know, they don't want you to go in them, but crevices of some formations that took, you know, millions of years to form. And a lot of Civil War was fought right here in Murfreesboro, too. Made me think, you know, can I imagine walking through this in the old days and trying to find something to hunt and eat? And then, you know, there's so many plants that we think are weeds. If you really look into it, they actually, all these plants we have in our environment, they're for a reason. Some of them are poisonous, but a lot of them, you can, if you knew your plant identity, you could live off these plants.
Yeah, I was a few years ago, before I had a knee injury, I was running quite a bit and had a group of local guys here, Roy Thompson, Dennis, and Mike Moore, and several others. And every Saturday morning, pretty faithfully, 5:30 to 6, we met at Stones River Battlefield, someplace or near it, off of college there near the park. And we'd run through the park, and you're just constantly reminded as you're on the greenway along the river of what would have been there, you know, a couple hundred years ago. I guess not quite 200 years ago in terms of the Civil War, but the battle was fought there, and folks that lost their lives, and here we're running, exercising on the same grounds. You mentioned Stones River Battlefield. There's some back trails there that aren't paved.
I do that trail all the time. I do it. I used to do it twice a week. It's the where the slaughter pen. And if you follow that all the way around, but if you go to the main, where the museum, the main entrance, of the, and you'll start there, and you walk it all the way around, you'll come back and end at the where you start. Mm-hmm. It's 3 miles, and it takes you about 1 hour, and you get a good workout. But you go back in the woods, it's really, me and my wife and Megan went on it last week.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge going, you know, we're talking about all these things of life and whatever, but that is something that you can get your kids out of all this tech industry we live in, screens, Dave calls it, whether it's playing games or watching TV and getting
watching
out.
Watching the Predators.
And it doesn't cost anything to go do this. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's great. And like I said, you could spend probably a week here in Murfreesboro just going to these places that we mentioned, the Battlefield, to Barfield Park, so many places, and it wouldn't cost a thing.
I recommend going and watching a Little League baseball game. You know, I used to do that when I was in college. I used to live off, is that Manson over there by the graveyard over on Greenland?
Yeah.
Where the Oakland's mansion is, there used to be two ball fields right there. I used to walk down there all the time and sit and watch kids play ball. It was the most pure fun that you
could. There you got Barfield Park. They got 6 ball fields. And, you know, with South Branch, we actually built those ball fields, put in the irrigation, and built those ballparks many years ago.
And look at it. How many kids you think come through there? You know, it's like the theater with Bill. How many kids you think he influenced over 17 years? You know? It's the byproduct that comes from, you know, trying to teach the young to do the right. And that's what he was telling me when I met with him a few times before he passed. He said, make sure you take what I've taught you and you teach it to the others. You have to do that.
And that was my point a little bit ago.
Right, yeah. You have to do that. That's the most important thing to me is what he said. Take what I've taught you and teach it to the ones next.
Yeah. And that's talking about that, my son Carson, he'll be 11 here pretty soon, but he took it upon himself, you know, on landscaping and things. He's planted a little garden and took some rocks and a piece of driftwood and really made a really nice area. And, you know, it didn't take a whole lot of effort or time or anything, but the creativity that can be done by these outside activities, you know, planting a tree that, together with your family and watch that. A lot of people do memorial trees for people, and you know, that plants are a big representation of our time, and it can be something you can watch.
Every time I get in my house, I can look at the trees that you planted, and I go, wow, time's really going by. These trees, I remember these trees were like up to my armpit, and now they're 6 feet above me.
I think it's a red oak in my front yard that's about almost 7 feet wide, the trunk is. And that tree was there during the Civil War.
Oh, wow.
It's huge. And that thing's been around longer than any of us. It's probably 350, 400 years old maybe. But we're going to take our first break, and then when we get back, we'll talk about a little real estate and whatever else comes our way. Take the world in a loving embrace.
nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
Toots. At Toots, if you got a sweet tooth, Brownie Blast, which is a baked chocolate chip brownie covered with fudge, ice cream, and whipped cream. And our newest dessert is the Monster Brownie Bash, which is a dessert that two or three people can share. It's over 1 foot tall, filled with hot brownies, ice cream, caramel, whipped cream, cherries. You're gonna love the Monster Brownie Bash at Toots. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. You're gonna love it.
Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Anhok & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
All right. Thank you there, Patrick Phillip. Phillip Patrick. Double P, DJ, talk radio host. Pull your mic down. Let's talk. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
It's you know, we have to have you tune in to the...
But he's listening to the show. I think he enjoys listening to us.
Yeah. You guys are fun.
It's good. So fun or funny?
Both.
What... Pat, Philip,
yeah,
I call him Philip Patrick. It's a joke. It's a Philip. So, what's going on in your world?
What's going on in my world? Well, I am wrapping up a semester of grad school right now. Ends on Wednesday, so I'm just pushing through for finals. And you know, I also substitute here in Rutherford County on the side. So, school's about to wrap up. So. It's funny just even being, I'm 5 years out of high school, but I feel like I'm 20 years out just because even the stuff that kids can do in school now, like I couldn't even do, is pretty nuts. So
isn't it crazy?
From a technological standpoint, or
for a what? I'm sorry.
Technological standpoint.
Yeah, like I mean, obviously, with the takeoff of smartphones and cell phones, I mean, there's only one school in the county that I think actually says you can't use your cell phone in school, and that's Stewart's Creek. Every other school doesn't really have any regulations, so keeping kids
Siri can answer a lot of questions. Then, huh?
Yeah, well, keeping kids' attention is kind of hard when you've got your phone in front of you all the time.
And I would think that would
screens.
Because when I was in school, I mean, we had phones, but you still like you couldn't have it out, or else you'd get suspended or whatever. And now it's you can just pull it out, whatever. Or they can say you can listen to music, and that's it. But I'm like, you're not just doing that. Like, you're doing 50 million other things on there.
No wonder, you know, there's a lot of statistics that came out lately about where our education is. Like when our era of going to school, Dave, of that we're really, a lot of the high school graduates now have an average of an 8th grade to 9th grade reading level, and people graduating college or really have a senior in high school type reading. I mean, it's almost like it's been dumbed down a little bit.
A 2-year-old has more computer knowledge than I did and my generation did when we graduated high school. We had a computer math senior class at Oakland in 1988. But now a 2-year-old can do more with a phone than, I mean, you think about it. It's kind of like strings to a puppet. That's what our phones are. We're the puppet, phones are strings. And guess who controls those strings? All kinds of avenues now can get to you in a second. And they watch what you like, what you don't like, and then they send the advertisement to fit everybody. It's so phenomenal on a business standpoint. Yeah.
Well, you even look on Facebook. I mean, I'll see ads for things that I've like looked on Amazon or whatever, and it's the same thing that I searched on Amazon.
Yeah, they've got an algorithm that
that does that.
Targets.
You guys may have missed it this week, but released a study that Cigna, who's a global health company, had done looking at loneliness, because it kind of works into this conversation. Found that about 46% of U.S. adults, they interviewed 20,000 people, 46% of the U.S. adults expressed either always feeling lonely or high in the loneliness category. They're calling those epidemic levels because of how it affects society. And interestingly enough, when they tried to correlate the social media equation to it, they discovered that they said there was really no connection between users of social media and non-users. But I'm going to suggest it was, because part of this idea of being lonely is not having people to talk with, converse with. Mm-hmm. So the folks that are preoccupied with social media, they're not communicating, and everybody's kind of busy, tied up. Everybody's on their own fast-paced world. So even though it may not be a direct correlation, it seems like there's going to be a tie somewhere that when you really dig one layer deeper, it shows that not the fact
lack
that
of personal skills.
And lack of personal skills.
And face-to-face engagement. I'm seeing that a lot.
And that's taken 5 or 6 years or 20 years to develop, I guess.
A lot of 20-year-olds, early 20-year-olds, they can do great academically and make great A's and all, but they lack social skills.
Yeah.
And the ability to engage and take life on and not, you know.
Well, I see that at the theater. I tell people, shake people's hands, tell them thank you for coming when they're coming into the movie, when they're leaving the movie, especially when they're leaving the movie. And some of the young kids just stand there and just kind of just wait for them to get out. And I said, that's your opportunity to make them feel special. We've got to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, how do I do that? And I said, well, watch me. And my expectations are a little bit higher because I can do it with ease. But for these kids that have never been taught that, and I'm hoping, like, going back to Bill, you know, he taught me to come out of my shell. Does that make sense? And these keep people in their shells. These phones do. And the big emphasis is that I told Ryan, my son, can you negotiate a sales price? Can you go into business decision and negotiate? Do you have that ability? Do you even know? That's a skill. You know that. You got to have it in real estate.
Absolutely.
That's a skill you can't teach in school. That's a skill you have to grow confidence in. It's kind of like jumping into a swimming pool. You've got to be, I guess, You got to get the experience behind your belt, and you're going to fail a few times, but the kids won't take that step out of their comfort zone.
Or the hesitation for a kid to get up in front of a classroom and give a presentation. Do you see that a lot where people are...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like they think they just... It's that fear.
Yeah. That's never been an issue for me because I did... I was a theater kid in high school, so I had to perform in front of people, and I think
that's
that...
Why you always wonder why you have to take drama or something like that. Yeah. That is one of those things that brings out those attributes.
Yeah.
Or math. And I think the thing with math isn't to make any of us calculus geniuses, but there's a logical thought process there. It's just like you don't become a world-class gymnast by just stepping out and saying, I'm going to be a world-class gymnast. You got to go through all the exercises and train your body and train your muscles. So whether it's learning to memorize history or whether it's math, you know, the calculator is a great thing. I use a calculator all the time. I've still got math's a gift of mine, so I'm pretty quick there. But reality is what math has taught me or did for me was logical thinking skills.
Exactly.
And that's back to the thing we're missing, too. You don't go out and landscape a garden solely, a good garden or a good project, solely based upon the aesthetics. There's some, you got to know what size the plant's going to grow to, and you can go into greater detail in that, Dean, but it's not just what it looks like. You need to be artsy to do that.
Well, you got to be creative thinking of years down the road of spacings and
common care. What needs a lot of water? What doesn't need water? How can you irrigate one more piece more than another?
But you think of the stuff on the kids are looking at. They're instant gratification things. They're like little games that they can automatically become this or that. And then there's no effort. There's no long-term consequence or commitment to get there. That's what that phone does. Like when I did a paper in high school or in college, I had to give up a Saturday and go to the library and spend 8 hours getting periodicals, using a card catalog, which they don't even know what that is, and then go to microfilm and go back to 1974 and find an article that I could add into my paper. And then I had to write it all without plagiarism. And then I had to go pay a girl down the street to type it for me because I was terrible at typing, and I gave her movie tickets to do it. What I had to do one paper.
That's why I always wondered. I majored in business, and you know, I'm like, why am I having to take psychology classes now in my life? It seems
that's
like
the most important skill we need.
There's more psychology involved in.
I saved my book.
You know what I'm saying? It really is. But
the other day, I had dinner with my dad, and we were talking about. He owns his own business, and he's like, one of the things that he really looks for is people that have that critical thinking ability. So give you an example. If I have 8 and 5, how do you make 10? And he's like, I've had people stare me in the face and just, they don't know what I'm saying. Cause it's like, well, you could take 2 from 5 and make 10 and add it to 8, make 10, or you can take 5 from 8 and make that 10, or you can have 8 plus 5 and that's 13. And you have 10 and you just have 3 left over. And like that little wiring in your brain is starting to become chipped
away.
Not
a trained skill.
You know?
So we're simply not developing that skill.
On our application at South Branch, we have a question that asks, what weighs more, a ton of feathers or a ton of rocks?
Oh, that one.
And you'd be surprised how people... I mean, a ton's a ton.
A ton.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's just one of those questions that identify that if somebody, you know, has that differently.
Well, like me, like I tied in with Donut Country, and we're selling donut holes, right? And we sell them for X amount of dollars. Well, it's a perishable item, right? So it's only good for that day. They're cooked fresh that morning and delivered, or that afternoon for the afternoon show. And one of the employees was like, well, you know, the other day we only sold, we had 3 left at the end of the day. And he said, so, you know, will you just throw them away? And I said, no, you know, obviously I'll give them to the employees, but now going forward that we know where we're going to be at on the number to order, you sell them for half price when people were leaving the theater, and you make a less than what you would, but you get rid of your inventory and you still don't lose money. And they were like, oh, that they didn't even think about that, you know? And that's what we don't learn in school.
Yeah, that's why it's good to have a different jobs and different things and surround yourself with people that can do that. And that's like kind of what Bill did for you. All right, we're going to take our break. We're at the halftime.
We will talk about rates and real estate when we get back.
All right, hang around. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Listen, if you're new to Rutherford County, you gotta come try Toots. We are the oldest full-service restaurant in the county, and we've been taking care of our customers for many generations. Come and try Toots today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots. Is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're gonna love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants. Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, I'm Karen Milligan, letting you know you can now get personal FNB mortgage service at our office in the new First National Bank of Middle Tennessee branch at 3427 Memorial Boulevard across from VA Hospital. Contact me, Karen Milligan, or Bill Fusen for great rates, great service at FNB Mortgage.
3427 Memorial Boulevard, FNBMT.com. A department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Last 30 minutes here. It's been a good show. We've talked a little bit about Bill Brooks, the owner, previous owner of Premier Six, passing away. Condolences to his family. Great friend, great mentor to me. Today's a good day to go see a movie. Got Avengers, it's great. So got some good shows coming on or that are available now. Go to Premier Six or MurfreesboroMovie.com. Get to right show times and come to see a movie. So we're here with David Hoke and Hoke and Associates. And Dean, of course, is here, South Branch Me, Dave, FNB Mortgage. Three aspects of business. Different areas of business that all depend on the housing market. And, you know, one of the biggest concerns I have is, you know, we've seen the downfall in 2010, 2011. We've seen a steady increase. The last 5 years have been fantastic here in Rutherford County. How long does it continue? How do rates affect that? How will rates go up? The Fed said earlier this week they're going to raise the rate again next month. It's at 4.5 prime, which is a Wall Street rate. Will go up to 4.75. What does that affect immediately? That affects your short-term loans like HELOCs. It affects HELOCs immediately because they're usually based on the prime rate. It also affects car loans, consumer loans. So doesn't necessarily affect mortgage loans or mortgage rates immediately, but it can affect them. You got to understand when you get a rate quote from your trusted mortgage professional, that rate has a hedge built into it for about 3 to 6 months of volatility. So the investors are looking out 6 months. So that's why you see drastic change in like a day or two if some news comes in that wasn't expected to be, or some numbers were expected to be. They follow the unemployment rate. Is the unemployment rate below 5% now nationally? I mean, when does that happen?
I think it's the lowest it's been. And not only is it very low, I think it's an all-time low. Uh-huh. But it's also at an all-time low for African Americans and for Hispanics as
Which
well.
Is great.
Mm-hmm. And as this lower unemployment is, every positive has a negative, and also, you know, you want unemployment to be zero where everybody's working really. But what's happening is there's now a humongous shortage in this spur of the economy going right now to attract labor and skilled labor. And, you know, part of the scary thing with the interest rates are, like, I'm getting things from a nursery business of bulk product going up. There's so many things are going up in the last 2 weeks, you know. Hey, we got a price increase. We got a price increase in this. You've always got to be increasing the wages of your people to keep moving ahead, but you can only charge what the market dictates. So at that point, you got to figure out, well, you know, what's the manageable amount of business that you can do with the people you've got. And you could add more and more people in a service business, quickly train them, but it's very hard to comply by the law and do it like you're supposed to. It's more challenging than it ever has been for laborers. Now, I am finding a lot of, you know, kids that are 18, 19. There are some good workers out there. There's kids, and the hardest thing is when you fill out that job application and you don't really have any experience, you can't write those people off. They got to get it somehow, you know. So that's where that people skills and face-to-face contact in an interview means so much I mean.
Yeah, I took a look here too, guys. The national unemployment rate, 3.9%. The end of April, and that's really, really, really low. And when you look at that, whatever they're defining at 3.9%, because some folks have quit looking and they're not defining that, but even those there are in the unemployed rate, a lot of those aren't skilled or aren't willing to do the things they need to do to come into an environment and follow the course, train, right, and get ready to produce.
I don't see it going much lower than that. I think that's just going to be that number of people that are in that position or by choice or by, you know, lack of effort. But, you know, that's what drives interest rate. When that unemployment rate goes down, rates are going to go up.
But if you're, you know, if you're in CDs and things like that, there are people that benefit by higher interest rates, you know.
Well, they were saying that in the retirement, the elderly, a lot of people. My grandma was big on CDs. I tried to get her into mutual funds back in the 90s, which had tripled or doubled, quadrupled her money. But she grew up in the Great Depression, and she said, CDs, I'm safe and I'm secure. And that was good until the interest rates got so low.
Right. It did not a return on.
But as the rates go up, you're right. The retirement income will be on investments for retirement will go up.
Yep. And
and that's another thing. Your 401k. When my dad passed, it was 6,500 was the stock market. It was 6,500. It's now 24,000. Think what that did to you. Everybody was mad about their 401k.
I remember when it broke to 10,000. Remember, that was a huge. Yeah.
Then it broke 15, and then it broke 20. And I mean, your 401ks are through the roof right now. your mutual funds should be doing very well. So,
yeah, I think the thing that Dean kind of touched on, though, is as a business owner, is the challenge. We're caught in the middle. You know, folks might look and say, well, your sales are going up. You're making X amount of money. Well, your costs may be going up a lot quicker than your sales are going up. And
that's what's happened with people buying houses. Houses keep getting more expensive, but people's wages aren't able to really keep up with that.
Some people's wages. That's the challenge, because you and I, as Dave made the point, maybe the labor pool isn't expanding of qualified people, even though we're in different businesses. And it may not be a direct correlation here, but we're going to fight over the same employable people. So you look at the fast food restaurants in town offering $10 to $11 an hour for somebody to come in and be behind the counter. That's
but the thing is, like, you know, I charge what the market dictates. And like your fast food restaurants, there's an expectation of, you know, lower cost to eat and do whatever, you know. But so that limits what they can really pay their people, because to deliver that cheap of a product. Stay in business, but the turnover
there's nothing
crazy
easy
in the convenience store workers. High turnover. I mean, there's certain businesses you always see that are hiring, and a lot of these jobs aren't meant for career jobs. They are meant for
development,
a student,
training.
Or,
sure.
Yeah, and any job you do, you're going to learn something from it to help you in life. But even managing a drive-in window, you know how frustrating that could be. You know, it teaches you how to move fast, even though you're, you know.
It requires you to listen. There's teamwork involved in that and working with others. There's the courtesy aspect of the experience of the person on the other side of the window driving through. So there's all kind of things to lose. There are skills that you're going to take to another job, because they aren't specific to the job. They're specific to a role or a position of serving and caring and helping people.
Yep.
That's the same in your business, same in the mortgage business that Dave's in, same in real estate and property management where we are. You got to know how to move fast. You got to know how to work with other people, and you got to be able to treat the customer right.
And be able to do two or three things at once.
Absolutely.
And that's what's hard, is because certain people don't like multitasking. They're not good with it. But here's the one thing I want to say about the thing about fast food restaurant thing. You'd be surprised now if you pay with cash for something and they're having to use a calculator to give you change back. Because, one, so many people go on to just scan on your phone or scan a card. But the cash part of it, that blows my mind, because the kid we'd work at a concession stand at the ballpark, you learn to count change back.
Yeah.
And that's one of those small things.
I got my lesson net in an apple orchard.
Yeah, selling them out. But, guys, I'm going to leave early today. And I'm going to turn it over to you guys, and enjoyed being in here. Your lawn is getting a good rain right now, and we need that. But after that breaks out, it's a great time to plant and do things in your yard for the next several weeks. So take advantage. Come down and see us at South Branch. We're open 7 days a week, noon to 5 on Sunday. And that's both at our Nolensville Brentwood location at the end of Burkett Road off the Old Hickory exit on 24. By the Family Leisure, just go to the end of that road and you'll run into it. And then South Church Street by Veterans and Indian Hills Golf Course. So when you go do that nice walk at Barfield Park we were talking about earlier, then come down and walk around. There were some people down there the other day taking wedding pictures and things. And that's, if you don't buy it, you know, just come see, because we got plants that no one else has, and we're continually trying to bring in varieties of plants that you don't see every day. And we're fully stocked now, so come and see us at South Branch.
Jay.
That's my thing. But you guys have a great afternoon.
All right, Dean.
Dean, take care. Go Preds.
Yeah. Well, with that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this for our last segment. And you're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
Hi, this is Dean Higbee with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Toots! At Toots Restaurants, we try to support the community every way we can. Whether it's sponsoring MTSU organizations and athletics, to local schools, high schools, as well as hiring local students from the high schools and MTSU. We truly believe in giving back to this community that's been so good to us over all these years. At Toots, we salute you, the community of Rutherford County.
Toots, good food and fun.
Toots,
good food and fun.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
This is Noon Exchange Club member Gail Passavoy. The Noon Exchange Club of Murfreesboro is proud to host the 10th annual Healing Field Flags of Remembrance and will post your flag on the field next to the First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane. Please join us Memorial Day weekend, May 26th through the 28th, for this free event open to the public. Purchase, post, and decorate your flag in honor or in memory of your personal hero. To order a flag or sponsor this event, please call 615-641-0121 or visit us at noonexchange.org.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show here with Dave Gober and special guest from Ann Hoke and Associates.
David Hoke.
David Hoke here. Wrapping up here on our last segment of the Rutherford Home Show, just as a plug here, coming up 1:45, we'll have Bob Jamison on with Blue Raider Baseball as they play game two of La Tech. They are in Ruston, Louisiana. Where it's not raining. Yeah, if it was here. Actually, I don't know if they could do it today because it's MTSU graduation today. So probably wouldn't have been a good day. But yep, so 1:45 pregame, 2 o'clock is the first pitch. So tune in for that.
Cool. All right. Well, Dave, about 8-9 minutes left here to go before we wrap up another great show. We appreciate you being here and your sponsorship. Ann Hoken Associates is free staging, a lot of good benefits there for using Ann Hoken Associates and your team. I know that we've talked about rates going up. You know, if you're at 680 on a conventional, your rate's at 5% basically. And that's kind of hard to swallow for a lot of people out there, but you knew it was coming. So we can't say we didn't warn you. We warned you for like 9 years on this show that rates would start going back up. But at the end of the day, rates are still phenomenal. And FHA and VA are still 4.25 right now. And those 30-year fixed rates, obviously APR is different on certain loans, and that's your annual percentage rate. That's usually a little bit higher due to funding fees and mortgage insurance, et cetera. And then you have your 15-year. 15 years are now closer to the 30-year rate than they've ever been. Used to, you could get a 30-year rate around 3.875, and your 15-year rate was like 3%. So it was almost a full point difference. Now it's within about 3/8 of a difference. They've kind of closed that gap. And so 15-year is probably about 4.25. So still phenomenal rates when you're talking about locking in rates for 30 years. You know, you look at car rates or, you know, at 5 years at, you know, 5%, 4%, you can basically get the same rate as you can on a car loan fixed, but you can get it fixed for 30 years. Yes, it's not the 3.5% rate, but you know what? You know, when gas has gone up, I mean, you've got to look at your budget, and you can't concentrate so much on interest rates. You got to look about what rent costs are versus owning. You got to look at all the picture, but don't get spooked on these rates.
Well, the other thing I think we're seeing with it is I think we're going to see upward pressure on wages, and that's part of the inflation thing. I'm not an economist, far from it, and don't pretend to understand half of this. But you know, as the rates, mortgage rates are going up, we're going to see a rise in incomes, a rise in cost of living. Dean talked about while he was here a few minutes ago, you know, his raw materials are going up. And just random and not an ex, or just not anticipated at times, and all those things bring on inflation, and then the market or the Fed reacts and tries to slow it by raising rates, things of that nature. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. They're trying to slow down the economy a little bit, and they can't go too far, put the brakes on it. So we did some studies, or several folks that I'm tied into did studies a few years ago, and they think the elasticity of the housing market really doesn't tighten and become an issue to about 6%. And on one hand, it's not very far away, but in terms of percentage, but I think, you know, the feds and others are going to be really reluctant to let us fall back into the trap we're in 6, 7, 8 years ago. Yet we also know historically there's always those cycles in real estate, and we're in one of the longest recoveries we've been in. So we'll have to look and see the falls, both in the economy and real estate.
Usually a recession is every 6 to 8 years.
So we're right now.
We're on the cusp of that. But like our, you know, we reach out to some economists like Edsel Charles, people that know, and he says that, yeah, we will have a slowdown, but it won't be near the level of the one before or the depth of the one back in 08.
Yeah, Edsel's focused really probably more on real estate development, new construction on the residential side. So I think he's looking more at that factor than the pre-owned or the resale homes. But we also need to remember all this is local to given markets. There are parts of the country right now that didn't have the recovery we had, and they're just now getting into the boom, and they're really starting to take off, some more remote areas, if you will. There's other places, California. Well, California is the other way. California and some of those markets are really getting tight and starting to slow down. And prices are raising, more days on market on homes. And we're seeing the shift when we saw it back in the 2010, probably a little earlier than that, starting about 8, 9, 10. It was slower to get into Middle Tennessee as it kind of just moved across the west. It's like the sun goes east to west and gets darker in the evening. Well, the other trends have tended to come from the west and move this way. Even then, when that came through back 6, 7 years ago, it hit other parts of Middle Tennessee before it hit Rutherford County. The Williamson County saw that shift. So part of that's the socioeconomic and the price range of homes. I mean, a home price in this county is still great, not just the average home price, but on a square foot basis compared to so many parts of the country. So with all the migration of people still wanting to relocate here, you know, and liking the lifestyle,
that's it.
It's hard to predict what's going to happen for us.
You know, I think that's where our strong point is. That's
where our upside is, no question.
Is that we have a demographic change. We're having an income change. We're having people come here, because let's just be honest, you can build and I don't mean this as an insult to anybody, but you can build a whole lot more of a house here. and affordability is a whole lot greater here than many, many parts of the country. And when you talk about, we said this, the center location that Tennessee provides for a logistics standpoint on a company's growth and being able to hit four or five major interstates within 10 minutes of each other and be able to hit all these destinations in the same circle you put around this. I mean, people move here because the jobs are coming here because of that reason. And the demand is higher. People are going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to live there because if I sell a house in California and make $1 million off of it, I can live a long time in Tennessee on $1 million.
Well, yeah. We've got people in our rental business, a lot of investors from California, Hawaii, and places that are bringing, you know, coming in, investing literally $800,000 to $1 million, and they're selling a rental property out there and buying four houses back here.
Right.
And feeling really, really good about that. So, very, very big difference in the market. We were talking with some folks the other day. 25 years ago, we were buying a home in Pittsburgh. That's a long time ago, but in our corporate days. And back in that time, I remember the difference. Property taxes are low here compared to some of the high property taxes in other parts of the country.
No state income tax. I mean,
yeah, so it's not part of your mortgage payment in a sense when you think of it, but it is. It affects home ownership costs, well, comparing apples to apples. The interest rates are relatively the same.
But you're getting a break. I mean, you still get an interest deduction on a primary residence on your taxes. So that's still a benefit to owning theirs. But like in Clinton, New Jersey, my friend moved there several years ago, and they had a school tax of like $6,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have all that. We don't have it all yet.
No. And you get parts of the country where the labor is all union, so that drives up the cost of the houses. Back to that 25 years ago, we saw the effects of that. We had put in a contract to purchase a new home and really excited about it and had just one or two things to get answered. And all of a sudden we found out, well, you want an air conditioner? That's another $5,000 or $10,000 on the cost of the home. And that was back 25 years ago. The air conditioner was not standard in the price of a new home back then. So I'm sure it is today. But just different things, you know, community to community, region to region in the country. And I think it's going to make Tennessee continue to be viable in a very exciting area. The one thing we didn't talk about today, the vote, transit, and Metro National.
I was just going to bring that up, too.
Yeah, and so I don't think any of us living here in Rutherford County, and you and I and Dean, we do a lot of work out. Only about 60% of our work's here within the county, but still, we're interested in what's going on in Wilson, Williamson, Davidson, and Sumner, and other places around the greater Middle Tennessee metro area. So it's going to have an effect on us, and I think, for one, that the vote against that was a vote against that particular plan. We still have to make some changes and some modifications and more work at home plans and things of that nature to continue to serve the people in Middle Tennessee.
Yep. And then, you know, when you're talking about, you know, usually when a rate environment increases, people start looking at adjustable rate mortgages. I still don't think that's a good idea.
No,
you know,
not
I had
at
people
all.
Say, well, you know, I can do a 5-year ARM. Well, I'm just not a big into the, I like something fixed. Now, if you can't afford a fixed payment, I don't want to put you in an ARM payment. That's what happened back in the day when we went under, is a lot of people got ARM rates, you know, and adjustable. And then once they adjust, and then, you know, student loans started coming due, and, you know, just a lot of things. You know, a lot of people lost their jobs. I mean, you know, we're not losing jobs now. We're like we talked about earlier. If you can afford the payment, I mean, the average rent in Murfreesboro right now for a 2-bedroom apartment is what? $1,200?
I don't know about the apartments, but in the single family side, it's probably close to the $1,100 mark.
Yeah. So, but anyway, well, we've run out of time here today. We want to thank all our sponsors, Old South, Toots, First National Bank, South Branch Nursery, and Hoke and Associates. Dave, thanks for being here. How can they reach you real quick?
AnHoke.com. They can reach us, AnHoke.com, ANNHOKE.com, or 615-397-4024.
Okay, we appreciate it, guys. Thanks again for listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.